Helping Hand, every Friday afternoon, Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, event, a topic in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about United Self-Help. Their mission, according to their website, is to promote mental health through education, mutual support, and they have a variety of ways to help folks out, and we're going to be exploring those as we welcome for their first appearance on Helping Hand, United Self-Help's Bud Bowles. Bud, thank you very much for joining us here.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. And for a lot of folks, no doubt, the organization could be a new name.
Yeah, we're an organization that helps mental health consumers. That's people who have had or have mental health challenges, whether it be depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, bipolar, dementia, eating disorder. We do it by having support groups. We have a depression and bipolar support group, an anxiety group, an obsessive compulsive group, schizophrenia group, where they can get together and talk about their problems without any therapist there, so they can really be honest with each other. We also have a Bridges class where they learn about their illness. We also have a program. We've got about 16 programs, but one of them is if someone's in our Bridges class, they've graduated and they're in a support group, if they need help, we can give them a job part-time to get out of their financial crunch.
So this is a nonprofit. It caters to a lot of different needs.
What we do is we try to employ them part-time with us until they get their confidence up.
So it's sort of kind of using the name that you have. It's a bridge to further.
It's a real bridge.
Right.
And we give them something to do at their own level. We have a grant where we coach people who are getting out of prison, try to get them benefits. We have support groups, 21 around the state. That's funded by groups like HMSA or NALE, private individuals too. I prefer hiring consumers part-time. I have about 40 running support groups, teaching Bridges classes, getting better because they're working.
And is there an age range?
No, adults.
And who's a good candidate?
Mostly people who know that they have a mental illness and have gotten professional help. We promote it through psychiatrists and psychologists. They say, why don't you join United Self-Help? We meet some people with their own illness.
Bridges education classes, when are they meeting?
Currently, we meet every Tuesday, 3:30 to 5:30 at the Mental Health Kukua office, 1221 Kapi'olani.
Oh.
Right now, we're doing the Wellness Recovery Action Plan, but they need to call us at 931-6444 or toll-free 1-866-866-HELP. It all rings my cell, and we'll tell them where we are in the Bridges Education or the Wellness Recovery Action Plans.
Computers and computer classes.
Every Thursday, 10:30 a.m., Waikiki Health Center. However, if you're not in support group, it might be $3. It's free for people in support groups, free classes, three lessons. And if you're in a support group, we can actually give you a recycled computer and show you how to run it.
And it's no charge to be a part of the support group.
No charge at all. We have some relationships. We know employers who hire people with mental illness. What we do is try to get them to go out and apply. And we show them how, if possible, we'll take a peer mentor with them. Normally, we refer them to Department of Vocational Rehab, take them down, or WorkLinks, which is a good government program. We have a fourth Friday I'd like to talk about. Fourth Friday of every month, it's at the Waikiki Health Center. It's just for mental health consumers. We have free dinner, about an 8-course dinner, a speaker to talk about recovery, and then we play bingo for gift certificates. It's a good way to socialize. We found this recovery model. Balance the chemicals up here, not necessarily through meds, but therapy, recreation, sports, take away major stressors while they're getting better, food and housing, give them a life, job or volunteer work, socialization, which we do through support groups, sports activities, and then have them believe in something.
That's integration, too.
Sure is.
Aside from Oahu, where else are you?
We have support groups on Maui, the Big Island. We need to strengthen basically all of them. We can provide $15 pay for running support group to each one twice a month.
What are other ways folks can help?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. If they want help, we need computers, pretty new computers.
Any requirements or systems?
If they're good computers, we talk to my computer geek. And we need volunteers who want to be peer mentors, especially someone who's had a mental health challenge.
Any materials?
Office materials sometimes. Sometimes clothes. You know, there's a number of things that mostly, labor.
Okay. So volunteers.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot more at the website, unitedselfhelp.org. Director@unitedselfhelp.org is how to email, Bud. 808-931-6444 in the Honolulu area. From outside the Honolulu area, toll-free 866-866-HELP. Is what I have.
That's right.
And that's 4357 at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. You can find our full interview, our radio feature, all the contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand guests. United Self-Help, Bud Bowles, thank you both for being on Helping Hand and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for your support.